am so sick of the media dictating the terms of the narrative in this country. I'm so sick of having to be apologetic for who I am. I'm so sick of people in middle America being called a flyover country or slope-headed.
Conservative teabaggers.
And it's going to be teabagging day.
It's hard to talk when you're teabagging. Appreciate it very much.
It's so funny because the teabaggers, the one thing they hate is when you call them racist.
If racism is not the whole of the Tea Party, it is in its heart.
The hatred that Timothy McVeigh, that he had. There are plenty of people like that right now.
I think you get the general tenor of this. It's anti-government. This is highly promoted by the right-wing conservative network, Fox.
The left pits people against each other. Divide and conquer is the strategy. I don't want to live in that world. It is the exact opposite of E. Pluribus Unum. And what the left has stood for with political correctness is to try and get those with whom they disagree to shut up. And the Tea Party movement and Sarah Palin and Michelle Bachmann and Alan West and all the people that have gone out there against the mainstream media and said, you're going to call us racist? You're going to call us potential Timothy McVeighs? Fuck you. War.
Good morning, and welcome to Road Warrior Radio. You're tuned in live this Monday, January 15th, 2024, on the one and only Republic Broadcasting Network. And as always, thanks for coming along for the ride. And it's interesting. This is Monday, so we'll do another installment of Mondays with Mitzi. That'll be fun. My mom, Mitzi. And it's also the Ides of January. Or something like that. So we'll talk about what else is going on today. And maybe they'll factor into the conversation. Things are busy in the modern era. Busier than perhaps they've ever been, I would say. And what impact does that have on us? So, before we get started, a couple of things. Obviously, we have the quilt raffle happening, and you can jump on the website and check that out. RBN's New Year Rebel Madman Rabble Razor. That's fabulous. I'll come back to that. Let's put a pin in that for a second. We are at the end of the revived second annual John Stadmiller book drive. And this week's book, One Nation Under Israel by Andrew Hurley. So donations of $100 or more get you a chance to win this fabulous book. And you can, as the expression goes, you can get two birds with one stone, donate $250 or more to enter both the book drive and the quilt fundraiser. So that's fun, but the most important part, obviously, is supporting the network. So thank you to all who do that, and continue to do that. Obviously, this network is listener supported, and I like to joke. Today is actually the day to joke. Speaking of things that make today significant, on this day, In 1936, for example, Henry Ford, you may have heard of him, the owner of the Ford Motor Company, established the Ford Foundation, a nonprofit group. And as the story goes, part of the intention of setting up the Ford Foundation was to ensure that his family was able to take over the family fortune after he passed away. However, this foundation created by Ford also had reached out in many ways to the community. For instance, the Ford Foundation played a part in promoting population control and famine prevention. It just sort of got bent into the same old Cecil Rhodes initiative or agenda. And there's more, but the point here, obviously, is that this network, Republic Broadcasting Network, will likely never be the recipient of a Ford Foundation grant or Rockefeller Foundation or, you know, Knight, MacArthur, et cetera, not part of that initiative, kind of anti that initiative. So, fun fact on this day in 1936. So here we are, a couple of announcements. Thank you to those who support the network. Do we know who won last week's book, America's God and Country? I don't know yet. I'll tell you as soon as I know. I think I'm about to know. Oh, right on. Kim, I think she's from Texas, right? Congratulations, Kim. Thank you for supporting the network. I think she's a Texan. So, let's get started, shall we? Let's dive in and bring on Mitzi. We'll do Monday with Mitzi. Good morning, Mitzi.
Good morning, Christopher. So happy to be here with you this morning.
Yeah. How the hell are you?
I'm cold, but I'm good. I'm good. It's chilly, but it's beautiful out, and just grateful that I'm here to talk to you one more day.
Yeah. It is chilly where I am, too. It's chilly at the studio, the network. Apparently, it's about 19 degrees there, and it's a balmy, you know, depending on where you look, it's a balmy minus 27 where I am, so that's almost 50 degrees different.
Woohoo!
Yeah. What's the temperature where you are?
The temperature where I am is about 5 below zero right now.
That's chilly.
It's chilly. It's chilly for here. And it just makes me count my blessings because I'm in a warm place and, you know, very, very, very grateful.
When it starts to go below zero Fahrenheit, it you know, it all just sort of, I don't know. There's a point, I think, where measurement is sort of inconsequential. It starts to feel like it's approaching, you know, you feel like you should be measuring in Kelvin and it's approaching absolute zero or something.
Yeah. And update. We're having a heat wave. We've gone up to -3 degrees.
Wow. That's exciting.
I know. It's going to be a whopping 15 degrees above zero here today.
Yeah. Very cool.
Yeah.
Well.
Yeah. Yeah, and you still see people wandering around in shorts and t-shirts and tennis shoes and no gloves and, you know, so they must know something I don't.
Yeah, well, something.
Something.
That's interesting. It's supposed to get up to, I think, almost zero here today, maybe zero, possibly. So that's
woo-hoo.
Fun. Yeah.
And how cold is it up on your ski mountain?
I don't know, but probably colder.
Well, you know, the one thing I can say that gives me joy, well, there's lots of things that give me joy, but it is seeing the sky get lighter noticeably every morning and stay lighter a little bit later every afternoon. And that makes me so happy because I know that it's temporary. We'll be going through another season here. And I think, you know, for people that live in a climate that never changes, that can be beautiful. But going through the seasons is, you know, it's, I think it's a real representative of life.
Mm-hmm.
as you know, in my last home, I had a painting commissioned on my wall that had the Four Seasons, and I had a lot of people through my house because I had my business there. And there was, you know, I don't think anybody failed to comment on that artwork, because, you know, there's just something to be said about being where there are definite seasons of life.
Yeah. Well, that sort of touches on a point that I would like to maybe talk about. Before I do, though, I want to go back to the cold thing real quick and tell Mark Twain's story. Do you mind?
Yay!
I figured you wouldn't mind.
I love Mark Twain.
So as the story goes, and, you know, people can find this, there is a book, or there is a group, excuse me, on Facebook, The American West, Our Heritage, and someone named Joan Godsey posted this a few days ago there. So as the story goes, on January 8th, 1862, Mark Twain left for Carson City, Nevada, a trip which, after much varnishing, became lost in snow, quote unquote, a tale of disaster and near death incorporated into Roughing It, which was published in 1872. Twain was still young Sam Clemens at this point, a 26-year-old who had gone west in the grip of gold fever and had quickly grown tired of his pick and shovel. The trip from Unionville to Carson City was to initiate a new plan. Instead of actually mining for gold, Clemens and his cronies would go into real estate, buying and selling claims for other gullibles. Between the travelers and the implementation of this new get-rich scheme lay a series of disasters, a flood, a fight, and then with night closed upon them, like a cellar door, a blinding knee-deep snowstorm. That would just be called a regular day in Montana, I guess. But anyway, when the horses bolted and the last life-giving match fizzled out, the men repented their most damning sins, whiskey, tobacco, and cards, and resigned to meet their maker. And here's a quote from the story. We put our arms about each other's necks and awaited the warning drowsiness that precedes death by freezing. It came stealing over us presently, and then we bade each other a last farewell. A delicious dreaminess wrought its web about my yielding senses while the snowflakes wove a winding sheet about my conquered body. Oblivion came. The battle of life was done. Then the storm broke, and the men were soon settled in a comfortable inn. It was only 15 paces away all the time, where they drank, smoked, and played cards until they felt fully restored. The end.
I love that. What a metaphor.
Good morning. Good morning, and welcome to Road Warrior Radio. We're getting a late start, but hey, we're live, and guess what? We're back to Mondays with Mitzi. So, let's just sort of back up and dive right in. We had some technical difficulties. I think that I'm still having some, so we'll see how that goes. Anyway, I think I missed the prayer on Friday. Pretty sure I missed the prayer, which was astonishing. And so I'm going to start there today. And then we'll move on. So backing up and starting with that and then going forward. We are live. Welcome. Good morning. You're tuning in live this Monday, February 5th, 2024. On the one and only Republic Broadcasting Network. I am your host, Chris Hinckley. We are all road warriors, those who'd esteem ourselves to be, as long as we have road and warrior left in us. So, to the prayer, the Lord's Prayer, our Father who is in heaven, hallowed be your name. Your kingdom come, your will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our debts as we forgive our debtors. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For yours is the kingdom, the power, and the glory forever and ever. Amen. And the full armor, Lord, please help us to put on the full armor of God. Help us to gird our loins about truth. Put on the breastplate of righteousness. Shod our feet with the preparation of the gospel of peace. Help us to take up the shield of faith. Put on the helmet of salvation. Take up the sword of the Spirit. And help us to pray at all times in the Spirit. And beyond that, I pray that no weapon formed against the righteous shall prosper. I pray that all who walk in error would come to know the truth. Please, Lord, reveal our hypocrisy and double-mindedness. I pray that unrepentant evildoers be brought swiftly to justice and wickedness be brought swiftly to an end. Righteousness be restored in the land. And James reminds us that the effectual fervent prayer of a righteous man availeth much. Jesus says that where two or more are gathered in my name, there I am also. And so, I pray that this is profoundly impactful by the power of the Holy Spirit. In Jesus' name, amen. And so, here we are. Doing another Monday with Mitzi. Mitzi, you're here, right?
Good morning. I am here.
Good morning.
Good morning.
So, happy Black History Month.
Well, thank you very much. And I wouldn't have even known that if you hadn't have shared that with me.
Yeah. I think it's funny. It's Black History Month this month. And next month is Women's History Month. So, you know, women take a back seat, even though, you know, we say what we say in culture. But now you can't say women, and we're not supposed to see color. So I don't know what's going on.
Well, as your sister says, why you got to judge, right?
Yeah, sure.
Sometimes being somewhat uninformed is helpful because, you know, sometimes you can let something slide right by, like Black History Month, and just not even realize it happened.
Nope. Yeah. Indeed, indeed. Well, welcome back. Did you have a nice hiatus?
I had Mondays with Mitzi. Yes, I had a nice adventure. Thank you.
Uh huh.
Yep, well, I did.
Very good.
Yes, it's kind of handy that you know your oldest sister lives an equal distance to the west as you live from me to the east. It's kind of nice for little road trips, especially since this winter seems to be pretty graceful for road travel.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Not too extreme.
Not sure if that's a good thing, but I'm taking advantage of it.
Yeah, probably not, but it's nice to be able to take advantage of it, like you said.
Yes.
So that's good.
Yeah. So yeah, I did have a nice little trip.
Well, good. Well, I didn't know how much you wanted to talk about that. I just was hoping that you had a nice hiatus from this little thing that we're doing, because I know that you were missed. People asked. Isn't Mitzi?
Seriously?
Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm.
That makes me happy. That makes me happy. Well, sometimes, you know, you gotta, what's that country western song? How can I miss you if you won't go away? So,
yeah. Yep, exactly. So, last Friday was Groundhog Day. Oh, we're headed into a break. Never mind. We're headed into a break. Stick around, folks. We'll be right back after this short break.
so excited to have you as part of the Wild Pastures family, and we look forward to bringing you the pasture-raised meats that you and your family will love. Now, we started Wild Pastures because so many of my clients would tell me they just couldn't find high-quality pasture-raised meats, and even when they did, it was so expensive that they couldn't afford to eat it regularly. Now, I'm not talking about the bottom-of-the-barrel healthy meats that have claims like natural or free-range or even cage-free, terms that were actually created by the industrial food industry to make us feel all warm and fuzzy about buying their low quality products. I'm talking about truly nourishing pasture-raised meats, the kind that you'll never really find in a grocery store. Our farmers are doing things beyond organic. Our beef is 100% grass-fed and grass-finished and raised on pastures free from chemicals and other pesticides. Our chickens are 100% pasture-raised, where they get their natural diet of grass and forage and insects. We will never settle for free-range, which is actually one of the most deceptive terms in the chicken industry. In fact, less than 0.1% of the chicken consumed in the United States is truly pasture-raised in the way that ours is. And our pork is 100% pasture-raised as well. So if you care about where your food comes from, then you have definitely made it to the right place. As a Wild Pastures member, you'll be supporting the most highly principled farmers in America and getting the most nutrient-dense, nourishing, and sustainable meats in the world. But I'm confident you'll love being part of our mission at Wild Pastures, and you will really love the delicious, nourishing meats that we're going to deliver straight to your door.
Visit republicbroadcasting.org and click the Wild Pastures banner ad. Secure a shipment today. Beef, poultry, and pork raised the way nature intended.
Are you sick of censorship? TLB Talk is the cure. TLB stands for Truth, Liberty, and Balance. We are the newest and most unique social media platform to hit the internet. We were built out of necessity because Big Tech, Big Pharma, and Big Brother are out of control. The only thing bigger than them is when we, the people, are united. With that vision, TLB Talk was born. Our battlefield is in cyberspace. The battle we're in can be won by clicks of buttons and voting with your wallet. TLB Talk has no hidden agendas, no corporate funding, and we do not sell, trade, or give away any of your information. Our platform runs off of generous donations of members and merchandise profits. So please, check out our site. It's the best around. And be sure to stop by our store. It's loaded with items that'll have you feeling a sense of member pride and victory. Come unite with us today at tlbtalk.com and join the social media revolution.
Okay, so last Friday was Groundhog Day. Would you like to comment on that or discuss it?
Well, now I understand that there's like more than Punxsutawney Phil that they have shadow checks on. And apparently we're going to have a early spring. Is that correct?
I believe so, yeah.
According to Groundhog's Day? I know there's...
Go ahead.
Oh, I just had an old friend who, I don't know how many people have watched that Bill Murray movie, Groundhog's Day.
Yeah.
But it's one of the most annoying movies I have ever watched. And I had a dear friend who's now passed away that used to put it on a loop and watch it over and over and over again. And I just thought that was insane.
Yeah, yeah. Yeah, it's... But I think it's supposed to be that way. I think it's that way for a reason. I think that's the point. It's awful. And I think that's,
I ponder the mind that created that movie. You know, it's pretty interesting for sure.
Yeah. Yeah. The other groundhog is Hope now, right?
Hope?
Yeah.
Okay.
I think the other one is Hope.
Yeah. Yeah. It's pretty funny. But you know, how much of our weather is left to chance anymore? I wonder that too.
Yeah. You said it.
I did, didn't I?
You're supposed to, keep it pedestrian. That's your job.
Did I say that out loud?
Yeah.
Okay.
Well,
we did talk about something else.
Yeah, we did talk about the yellow snow at the Yellowstone Club a couple of weeks ago. So
yes, we did.
25 million gallons of yellow snow. And there were other details that I didn't mention while we were talking about that, one of which is the fact that they I wonder if I could pull that up real fast, actually, because I mean, you can't make this stuff up. And yeah, let me see if I can grab that real fast. So from the article, I think I mentioned this in conversation after. I know I mentioned it, I think, the following day, following Tuesday broadcast. But again, the article is Yellowstone Club becomes first ski resort in Montana to turn wastewater into snow, 25 million gallons worth. And it says, the article says, this is NBC Montana. It says, as part of its permit, the Yellowstone Club is required to erect signage warning visitors not to consume the snow. Don't eat the snow. It's going to snow. Yay, but don't eat the yellow snow. You can ski on it, but don't eat it.
And God forbid those expensive outfits making snow angels.
Yeah. It's a different, you look at the, in the 70s, I would say between about the 50s and the 70s, we started getting these ski resorts and things, and it was a status symbol to do this kind of stuff. And there are all kinds of celebrities. And of course we were over here. I think we were supposed to be like, the Swiss Alps and all that kind of fun stuff. And it was a lot different. There were a lot of fun things going on. And now we're here. It's not as fun and lively as it was. It's the Yellow Snow Club. So, interesting.
It is.
But, you brought it up. So, yeah, I think it's Phil and it's Hope. As I understand it now, that's what we're doing. Because it's a brave new world. It's an equal opportunity groundhog world. So, I think that's what's going on. But, I could be wrong. And that reminds me, there are a couple of things that I said last Friday that I need to straighten out, and that should be entertaining. We're close to a break, so I'll save it. But I have a correction to make, a point of clarification from Friday, and I don't know. Who knows what else? Stick around, folks. We'll be right back after this short break.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Health Simple with Cholera Shilajit, fact bit number 3. Shilaji is the supreme yoga vaha. Within Ayurveda, Shilaji is the singular substance that towers above all other herbs, herbal minerals, and earth-made adaptogens. Yoga Vaha refers to substances that have the ability to synergistically make better and carry other substances to its prescribed destination. In the case of Shilaji, most any herb, food, or mineral is amplified with ionic potential, superimposing superior efficacy with increased cellular energy and absorption rate. One of the best applications for Shilaji is to add a drop or two into your favorite herbal tincture or foodstuff. Simply put, Shilaji makes other substances more effective. Shilaji, legit Shilaji, such as Colorado Shilaji, is the king and the supreme yoga vaha. It is the tonic that indeed towers above any other earth mixed substance.
Look for the gold mountain and medical symbol logo in banners on republicbroadcasting.org. Use code GORBN when ordering. That's GORBN.
Homeowners, if your lender has gone out of business or sold your transaction to another lender or servicer, you may be the victim of a wrongful foreclosure resulting in the loss of your home. If you've already lost your home, are in foreclosure, or even in good standing, you can challenge the mortgage transaction's illegal issue and your property can be restored to you, and your foreclosure can be stopped or reversed and the mortgage transaction declared unenforceable. State laws, U.S. title codes, the Uniform Commercial Codes, and U.S. Supreme Court rulings have upheld that defective mortgage documentations can reverse or stop foreclosures and enforce property title claims in favor of the homeowner. We are having successes in stopping the process of foreclosure, the enforcement of the foreclosure judgments, the sale of property, and evictions after the sale. We are not attorneys, and we don't give legal advice. We are a professional team of legal researchers, providing forensic mortgage audits and expert witnesses. We have the knowledge to produce the evidence and enforce laws regarding your legal issues. We've been in business for 12 years without a complaint. Consultations are free, and we provide a free title search to confirm if your mortgage has legal defects.
Email Tom at republicbroadcasting.org, T-O-M at republicbroadcasting.org.
Go to republicbroadcasting.org, smash that donate button, like Russian peacekeepers smashing through the Azov neo-Nazi terrorists in the Donbass.
I don't think you can explain politics without looking at Jewish power any more than you can explain physics without dealing with gravity.
9/11 was a jointly conducted covert operation that involved multiple states, the Saudis, the Israelis, and what you could call the deep state in the United States.
With anti-Semitic remarks.
yeah, you're jiggling juice, we used to say, the dancing Israelis.
So even the Republicans now are compromising, and they're pushing issues that are destructive to the white race.
They would always say, like, are we just going to talk about this stuff on the radio? Like, what are we going to do about it?
Either we force the democracy to work by actually getting the ballot access, getting the candidates, getting in office, getting our message out there to the people, or we expose just how undemocratic it is.
The Patrick and Jeremy Show, Tuesday at 9 Central and Wednesday at 1 Central.
Hour and we are rolling. We got a slow start. We got off to a slow start mainly because of me, mainly because of technology issues, and those are sort of still happening, but we're doing it. It's Monday with Mitzi, Monday, February 5th, 2024, and so we're rolling. I have some corrections, a correction, a point of clarification to make real quick. But before I do that, maybe we can explain this Groundhog Day thing. I mentioned hope. Just real quick. So there's Punxsutawney Phil, and that started in 1887 in Punxsutawney, Pennsylvania. The groundhog, Punxsutawney Phil, is the, you know, has all kinds of nicknames: the seer of seers, sage of sages, prognosticator of prognosticators, weather prophet extraordinary, those kinds of things. If Phil sees his shadow, 6 more weeks of winter is the forecast. If he doesn't, early spring. And he didn't this year see his shadow, so yeah, early spring. But for the last 8, for 8 of the last 10 years, Phil has seen his shadow. So wonder about that. But also, I believe he holds a 50% accuracy rate over the last decade. So then there's that also. Anyway, the Hope deal is the town of Hope, Indiana, has its own special way of celebrating Groundhog Day, and that is with their own weather-predicting groundhog named Hope, except the successor of Grubby the Groundhog, apparently. And so that's where Hope comes in. And so it's Hope and Phil. Anyway, yes. No shadow, early spring, but who knows?
Well, there you go.
Yeah. So as far as my correction, point of clarification go from Friday's broadcast, you will probably find this amusing. I know I did. During Friday's broadcast, I talked about the opening scene of the new Bond film, No Time to Die, which was released in 2021 after a COVID-related delay, apparently. And, you know, if people have seen it, it's just another one of those, I would call it, you know, maybe a curious coincidence or whatever. It's, you know, the plot centers around nanobots that target certain family strains of DNA, and you wonder how do you, you know, where do you draw that line? How does that work? Anyway, it's interesting. It's basically a bioweapon, nanobot bioweapon that targets certain DNA, and this movie comes out right as the world is in the midst of the COVID shenanigans. So that was interesting. But I said Hermes on Friday. You know, is it Hermes? Of course it's not Hermes. It's Britannia, the national personification of Britain. Obviously, it's Britannia. It's not Hermes. So that was a mistake. Why didn't anyone correct me, by the way? That's an obvious blunder. But, you know, speaking of that, I had a fun idea for a contest. I was thinking about this. Actually, before I mention that, Mr. Bordop and I, Mike and I, were sort of going back and forth after the broadcast. And so we did all the PMJ stuff. We did the what we call PMJ mode. I created a postmodern jukebox playlist, told the story, and we played PMJ music exclusively last Thursday and Friday. It was really fun, and I think people enjoyed it. Maybe we should do that again. Maybe we'll do that for the second hour or something. Who knows? But I talked about the transition during the PMJ cover of Careless Whisper. The video, PMJ video, is titled Careless Whisper, Vintage 1930s Jazz Wham! Cover, featuring Robin Adele Anderson and Dave Koz. And Dave Koz is fun to watch too. People who, I think, you know, I don't know, I can't speak for everybody, but if you play saxophone, you know who Dave Koz is. I don't know if many other people know who Dave Koz is. You probably do, Mitzi, even though you don't play saxophone. But anyway, it's a fun, entertaining video. But they have these fun little things that they do. One of them is a transition to Dave Brubeck's Take 5. And You know, so we talked about that, how impressive it is to go from a 4-4 tempo to a 5-4 tempo and back and just making all this stuff look easy. And it's a testament to the talent of Scott Bradley, the PMJ lead guy, creator and stuff. Anyway, this person comments, and Mike found this comment, and it's amazing. This person really gets it. This is an audio file. So this person comments, I don't know what this, Sis Mercier 8009, I guess, is the YouTube user or whatever. This person says, what I love about this version, and it seems nobody else commented comments on this, are the style quotations. That's what it says. At 204, they move into a 12-8 shuffle. From 215 to 220, they play in 5-4, basically Paul Desmond's Take 5. Yeah, Dave Brubeck popularized it, but it is Paul Desmond's Take 5. And then from 227 to 234, this is the Police's Message in a Bottle. And I was thinking, exactly, that was on the tip of my brain, but didn't seem important enough to, you know, think it through. Anyway, and then this person says, after 7 seconds, straight back into the original. What a genius arrangement. And I agree, but that's some serious audiophile stuff right there. So I thought that was fun. That's the point of clarification. Did I put you to sleep?
No, I'm here.
Sometimes that happens, I hear.
No, I think it's all just pretty fascinating.
I was impressed by that comment. Mr. Bordop was on Friday too, and so that was fun. But then while I was doing this and the correction thing, I thought, you know, I have a fun idea. And so I was telling him, you know, I have this fun idea for a contest, because, you know, we've done some contests lately. And so I said, hey, you know, I have this cool idea for a contest. Basically, the idea was, what if we do a thing, maybe like one time a week or something, where we say, you know, catch my gaffe or my error and win a prize. I thought it sounded fun. And, you know, I was joking. Initially, the same three people might win every time, but eventually, you know, everybody might come up to speed, so to speak, and be kind of cued in or whatever, and knowledged up in the process, and it'd be fun. And he said, yeah, that's cool. I said, yeah, or it could backfire horribly, and it gets ironic, you know, because I said, who knows how many gaffes or errors I make on the regular. He says, yeah, that's actually a feature, not a bug, of the show and the contest. And I said, yeah, perfect. And then he says, you know, this is an exchange that we were having on Skype. And then he says, isn't it gaffes with an E? I was spelling it with no E. And he says, isn't it gaffes? I win. It's like, yeah, you know what? Try to identify which gaffe or error and win a prize. RBN just went full carny. So
then, are you going to purposefully interject gaffes in there?
Well, that was kind of the point. And so, you know, I said, see what I mean? We haven't even started yet, and the gaffes have begun. So, you know, this is way too ironic. Smarty Pants Hinckley can't even spell gaffe right. He can't even spell gaffe. So that should go into the advertising of the thing. Anyway, that was ironic.
And yes.
Sometimes, you know what, if you can't laugh at yourself, anyway.
I think it's a great idea.
That is ironic. That is ironic.
Catch the gaffe. Catch the gaffe.
Can't even spell gaffe. Hey, isn't it gaffe? I win. That was hilarious. Isn't it gaffe with an E? I win.
Oh.
Yeah. So if we do that, I guess he wins first. But I was, yeah, that was amusing. I got a tickle out of that. That was funny.
Another thing, this is probably for later. I don't know. I just am having clarity on things. Apparently not how to spell certain words, but on other things. Paul called in last Friday, Paul in Arkansas. I hope and pray that that situation is being resolved, you know, in a way that honors God, basically. It was an interesting conversation that we had. And, you know, it's easy to be dogmatic, but my question, as you know, is who's in charge, who decides? Anyway, without getting too far into that, I would say most of us Christians in America are humanist deists. I'll talk about that more later, like our founding fathers, actually. A deist says in his heart, yeah, I believe in God, but I'm good. And I'm definitely the one who's large and in charge, who decides. The Christian says in his heart, Psalm 139, verses 21 and 22, but also 23 and 24, search me, O Lord. And so, you know, the point should be like a faithful spouse. My heart is first and foremost, and above all, for you, Lord. Anyway, that was just something that was sort of on my heart a little bit, and maybe I'll talk about that more later. I've been... During the non-Mondays with Mitzi days, lately I'm sort of keying in on the fact that America was not founded as a Christian nation. That's another one of those controversial things. Very controversial. I mean, that's... If I told my grandparents that or something, you know... I mean, I've told the story about talking to Grandma Hinckley and... back in 2006 being on the phone with her and saying, you know, this is like things that are happening in America. It's like a Stalinist regime. And all she said was, whoa. And that was the end of that. So I don't know that things are changing for better or worse in America, but I don't know if you can have these kinds of conversations with most people.
It's very touchy.
I've said on the air that it's getting difficult for me to go to things where we begin the thing with the Pledge of Allegiance and everyone's doing something they don't understand and they think it's a good thing, but they don't understand where it came from and what it really means, what it's all about. And so I've joked recently, you know, when I'm at those things and they say, okay, let's stand for the Pledge of Allegiance, I want to do the Bellamy salute, which of course is the Nazi salute, which is the old Roman salute. And I joke and I think, you know, maybe it would be offensive or maybe everyone would join in. I don't know these days.
I don't know. I saw it on the back of a truck, the tailgate of a pickup truck yesterday. American flag, and then, you know, where the stripes go, they had the Pledge of Allegiance printed on the truck, and I thought of you mm-hmm. when I saw that.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yep. Not far away.
Very ironic.
I feel like we can see Mel Brooks with his little comb that he always does, that comb that he carries around, so he can do his little mustache thing and the Bellamy salute. People don't know. It's ironic. It's very ironic, I think. What do you do?
Yeah, what do you do? Well, I have a funny thing to mention that I think we should talk about next week. Tomorrow, you know, as you know, I still dabble in the beautician world, the hairdresser world, and I have a customer who came to me in the 80s, which was a very wild and dystopic ride back then. She came to me to get her hair done in the 80s and has since moved to Portland. And somehow, I'm not sure how, I'll find out tomorrow, has tracked me down and is coming back to have a visit with me to get her haircut tomorrow. And I am so excited to talk to her about what her take on our whole situation of the 80s was, because it was pretty crazy. So I'm kind of looking forward to talking to somebody that was there and hasn't been there for a long time and revisits me now.
It'll be like a living time capsule.
I know, I'm so excited.
It sounds fun. It sounds interesting. I can't wait to hear about it.
I know.
Stick around, folks. We'll be right back after this short break.
Are you one of the millions of people who feel like there is a dark cloud hanging over their heads whenever they're using pharmaceutical drugs? For some, the short-term relief can turn into an opioid addiction nightmare. Have you ever wondered why CBD oil is a billion-dollar industry? It's because it works better than opioids and is actually healthy for you. However, CBD oil is stripped of all other helpful compounds found in the hemp plant. According to neuroscientists, the whole hemp plant, otherwise known as hemp paste, is even more effective than the chemically processed CBD oil. Are you ready to take back your health? You can try hemp paste for the price of a cup of coffee.
Hemppaste.com/RBN. Free shipping on orders over $50. See the banners for hemp paste at republicbroadcasting.org and visit hemppaste.com/RBN.
People often write to tell us what has happened for them since starting Extendivite. Allow me to read one. This product has been a godsend for my father, who suffered from a heart attack about 2 years ago. He was prescribed medications for his condition, which was so serious, he almost died. But he hasn't been able to afford most of the medications. After researching alternatives that were more affordable, he tried Extendivite. Since taking it, he has consistently lower blood pressure and experiences less angina. We are currently on our fifth bottle. I enthusiastically recommend this product, and I am grateful that it is available. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit extendivite.com. That's extendovite.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Find your inner rebel at Dixie Republic, the world's largest Confederate store, located in Travelers Rest, South Carolina. The anti-white, anti-Christ, anti-Southern world ends at the asphalt. Welcome to God's country. Log on to DixieRepublic.com to view our Southern merchandise, from flags to t-shirts to artwork. At the store, browse through our extensive collection of belt buckles and have a custom-made leather belt handcrafted in our Johnny Reb's Gun and Leather Shop. That's DixieRepublic.com, where you can meet all of your Southern needs.
Support those that support the network. Support Dixie Republic at DixieRepublic.com. Email proudsouthern123@gmail.com and let them know that RBN sent you.
Segment of the first hour of today's Road Warrior Radio broadcast this Monday with Mitzi. Monday, February 5th, 2024. So we have a couple other things. There's other stuff that we want to chat about, but Valentine's Day, maybe we could talk about that. It's just 9 days away, next Wednesday. And so is it Valentine's Day or Lupercalia? I was asking you last night, have you heard me talk about, you know, the other side of Valentine's Day? And you said, what did you say?
I said, oh, yes, I have.
It's very dark.
It's very dark. Which is pretty funny because it seems like Valentine's Day is either light or dark for people, but it's dark for a lot of people.
Yeah, that's interesting. So is it St. Valentine, Lupercalia, Valentinus, Valentinian, Gnosticism, or D, all of the above? I don't know, but it is an interesting potpourri, an interesting smorgasbord of things. And it does seem like just another one of those things that, you know, you wonder why. The leap year, we'll probably talk about that in the next hour. And I was going to say, you know, speaking of did you know kind of things, did you know that Carl Weathers died on the 1st, February 1st?
No.
Apollo Creed has passed away.
Wow. May he rest in peace.
Mm-hmm. Action Jackson.
Wasn't he in Happy Gilmore, too?
Yeah, it was Chubbs.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. It's all in the hips. It's all in the hips. Happy, you're acting like a damn fool. Yeah, he was fantastic.
He was.
The Irishman, I think it was Chubbs McGowan, wasn't it?
Yeah, Chubbs? Yeah.
McGowan?
No, Shooter McGowan was the...
No, Shooter McGavin, but...
McGavin.
Yeah. Chubbs, I don't know what his last name.
You know, and that's really the only Adam Sandler movie that I really enjoyed.
Yeah.
Yeah. Moving on.
So, yeah, lost Chubbs. Chubbs that Peterson, that's what it was. Pardon?
That wooden hand was pretty darn funny.
Yeah. Yeah. Yep. All right. Well, that'll do it for the first hour. We have some stuff. We have a couple other things that we should chat about in the second hour, and we will do that. Second hour of Monday with Mitzi coming up. Stick around. We'll be right back after this short break.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
This is RBN, the Republic Broadcasting Network.